This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two waves of steady snow are expected, one tonight, another tomorrow morning. Drivers heading home on the evening commute should use extra caution. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. The ACLU of Wisconsin is criticizing new Kenosha County agreements with ICE under the 287G program. The agreements mean Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies will be assisting ICE. The ACLU warns that could damage community trust. A protest is planned for Saturday at Civic Center Park. After a Kenosha teacher's grooming case exposed legal gaps, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bill making such conduct a felony. The legislation now moves to the state Senate and could bring prison time and sex offender registration if signed into law. Drivers can find cheaper gas in Racine than in Kenosha today, with averages of $2.47 and $2.54, respectively. Wisconsin gas prices did rise recently but remain lower than a month ago. Experts do expect more drops in the short term. And in 2025, Racine County home sales rose slightly year to year. Prices went up over 5%. Kenosha County saw a decline in sales, but a 4% rise in average prices. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says it all shows a continued shortage of available homes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
We need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. For tonight, light snow showers developing with lows near 20. On Friday, light snow showers continuing, high temps in the mid-30s, total snow accumulations of around an inch or so.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.